Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The goldfish, y'all, edition. Doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. Yes, edition. The Mark Tauscher is back in the state of Wisconsin and back in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. But so am I. Although I didn't leave the state. Edition. And it's Friday. I don't think we have another rendition of Renegade planned, but we do have headlines. We have your green and gold game preview. Everything we do leading into Packers-Panthers, the trap game edition of Wilde and Tosh on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay. Today I'm Ted Lasso, and I'm in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, where Jesse Nelson is as well, and so is the Packers Hall of Famer. Is this going to be distracting to you?
No, that mustache looks like a broom.
Well, like that's you just the cut style your, of broom. That's
no,
the style
it looks
of
like
mustache.
You cut like your broom and just pasted it on.
No, I bought this at one of those Halloween shops.
Have you ever thought about going mustache?
No.
Why?
He is Mark Tauscher.
Paula doesn't like it?
I don't like it. It's itchy. I'm going to take this off. I was going to basically get through the first segment.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a look.
It's a look. I noticed you didn't say it's a good look.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what I think. It's what Paula thinks. And
no,
what did Paula say as you walked out of the hotel today?
Well, she did not say, you know what? You should probably grow a mustache. So I feel pretty good about the fact that...
But we know, yeah, it was just... I was not going to stereotype it, but... She loved Elmo. Elmo's very free. Oh, what did... Now it looks like you have, like, snot bubbles coming out of your nose.
That's the sticky substance.
Oh,
that kept the mustache on.
Well, you're not even... You have to at least wear it for a segment.
Ugh. It's itchy. I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
I made it 4 minutes.
Should have went as a Twinkie. Soft ass.
Charmin.
Wear it,
could
wear
have
it
been
for
a toilet paper.
Just go
roll.
Get some toilet paper. Wrap it around.
All right, I can put it back on.
It's nice that you're down here. What brings you down this way?
I just wanted to see you.
No, you didn't.
I enjoy your company.
No, we do a better show when we're away. We all know that.
I know. What do you do? The real question is you knew I was
coming
here.
In. Let's
Why did you come in?
Because you're here.
Well, Jesse told me you weren't coming in.
No, Jesse asked me to come in, and I said, well, if my flights don't get delayed.
Which they didn't,
and I get in on a normal time, I'll be here. Because I'm a teammate. That's why. And by the way, Jesse is... Like, we have a text string, and we throw show ideas sometimes. I know Jesse claims we don't, and he runs everything, and he's and Jesse does a great job, blah, blah, blah.
I don't
blah,
like
blah.
Where this is going.
Me neither.
I don't need to know that you're showering at 7:15, and Jesse's going to pick you up. Like, we have separate text strings. Like, if there's something pertinent just to you, I'll text you. If it's pertinent to Jesse, I'll text Jesse. I don't text both of you and say, hey, Jesse, what time are we going to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford and leave you on it? And then it's bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, what the blank is going on at 7 a.m. this morning as I'm trying to make an egg sandwich for somebody? And I look at it.
Oh, well, can you pick me up? I have 62 hits I have to do because I'm kind of a big deal at ESPN Wisconsin. And Jesse's like, well, what time would you like me to pick you up, Jason? Well, I'm going to get a coffee here, and then I'm going to go do this. At some point, we have to just understand, let's just I don't know how to unsubscribe to just that thread because I want to stay on the show thread, obviously.
Well, that was the show thread.
But it shouldn't have
but
been.
But it was related to the show.
Do you guys understand why it... Jesse, do you understand why it shouldn't have been?
I blame Jason. It is my number one grievance about group texts when there are things that are shared in a group text that are meant for one or two of the entire group. And then there's entire conversations blowing up your phone.
You easily could have seen... Jason is... I don't know Jason's texting habits. What I could tell you is... I know you have more text groups that you're texting than Jason does. I feel fairly confident about that.
Well, not by choice.
So, in essence, what you could have done is, as Jason texts you, hey, what time are you picking me up? Which was fine. That was one text. Okay. I know that you two are riding in, and actually, I'm hoping you drove like an old man, and maybe, not that you wanted to get sideswiped or anything, but it was kind of some content-wise. None of that happens. And you guys go on a 5-6 string text about Jason showering, and next thing I know, he's going to tell me his bathroom habits.
I'm not going to stop it once he
text
starts.
Text him on
the
side and say, yeah, Jason, I'll come pick you up at 7:55.
Ask old boy there why he started
you
it in the
could
group
have
text.
Taken,
that had nothing to do with you.
Because all I'm right, just telling all you, right, you could right. have just text Jason is... on the side and said, yeah, Jason, I'll pick you up at 7:55.
Well, no, because then I don't want you to feel bad that you're like,
I promise you,
like,
I won't feel bad.
We started the conversation here, but we got to keep Tausch in the dark, so I'm just going to text you separately.
I am.
You really think I cared about that part? Did you really?
All right. As much as I'm enjoying this, this is 100% my fault. I started the conversation yesterday by saying, hey, Jesse, I just realized our hotel is on your way into the studio, and I sent that to the group. It did, you know, it began with me. I will Truman up here, 100% my fault. I'm sorry that I'm glad it didn't wake you up, which, by the way, I didn't realize I usually have mine on silent, so you were getting bing, 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 binged.
I'm just trying to add to the show. No, but it was annoying.
Okay. Well. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, old T.
So glad to be in the studio.
Do you guys understand that it's
just, I apologize.
No,
I said
no,
it was my fault.
I know you did, but I mean, I don't want to be like a whatever.
Curmudgeon.
But you guys understand that this would have been very easily handled just by, you know, taking hold of it, right? Or am I crazy?
No, you're 1,000%.
All right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Landman. It's a new show. I don't know if you guys, have you seen this show?
Paramount. I have not seen it, but it's on my list of shows to watch.
I didn't know much about it. I saw Billy Bob, who looked like he's 35 years old, on the Manning cast the other day. And I saw, I had seen some clips. And I have a couple of different, Love is Blind I like to do when I'm either, you know, trying to work out or get a sweat. I'll watch that. That's kind of my...
Sweat.
Landman has become my new... Tom Cruise, what's the movie called?
Top Gun Maverick,
which is now no longer on airplanes. So my trip out to Eugene, nothing.
No Superman?
No Superman. So I started Landman, and I'm thrilled because of the length of flights. It was, you know, it's about a 4-hour flight to Eugene on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday we flew through Denver. I got through 8 episodes. Fantastic show. Couldn't recommend it more. I don't know if Jason would like it, but I think Jesse would, if that makes sense.
What was the show, it's based in the mountains or whatever you were raving about? It was a few years ago.
Ozark.
Yeah, good movie.
Is Landman kind of Ozark-like?
That's what I was just about to ask.
No.
No,
okay.
It's not as... Well, no, it's not.
Okay.
This is a rugged, great storytelling... this is the tricky part of this, because it puts the little thing, and I was sitting, you sit down and there's people around you, and it says there's nudity, there's some other stuff that goes on in this show. And the question is, where do you kind of draw that line of, I'm watching it, and if there's like just another dude sitting next to me, whatever, right?
I'm sure he enjoys nudity too.
If it's an 85-year-old grandma... Do I then say I can't watch Landman because Billy Bob's ex-wife is getting after somebody? What's the protocol? Do I have to? And then if somebody behind me says something, am I like, tough luck? Close your eyes? I'm not turning it off? What's the protocol? I think if there's grandma sitting next to me, I'm going to respect grandma.
You're going to watch Ted Lasso.
Outside of that, yeah. Or if there's like a young child, for whatever reason, that's not my own kid sitting next to me, I would then also respect those rules. Because it says right on there, if someone's uncomfortable, don't watch it, which I think is BS.
Wait, it says that on the
screen.
On the screen?
Yeah, because it gives you the, you know,
the rundown of the inappropriate
before what
things.
Is happening.
Sure, yeah.
So is that, how do you approach that?
Well, first of all, how do you know just because she's 85, she might not enjoy a little nudity too? She might have been interested in that.
But I know
ask.
This. I can't ask.
Yes.
That'd be creepy.
Hey, grandma, there's a few things in this show. Is it going to offend you if I watch it? I'm sure she'd enjoy the interaction.
Maybe. I did ask.
So, and how
it was just a dude, so I just watched
it
and I didn't care. Well, because people are now to the point where you better be careful. Like if you're texting something, people take pictures of text messages, which I think should be criminal. Like I legit think that should be criminal.
Do you know about you can get like the screen protector on your phone?
No,
okay.
I'm not doing that.
Well, that would
but I'm not doing
help
it.
With
But this is the screen.
This.
It's like up on the deal, up on the headset. But I was sitting up in the first row, and it was planted on the deal, if that makes – you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was planted, so it's higher up.
Sure.
It's not like Jimmy jammed into a seat.
I don't think it's on you about the show.
Oh, but you can't watch – like, I don't think they have like Debbie Does Dallas, the old school. Like, we're not watching that. This was not that. Now, this is based in Odessa and I think Midland, Texas. So, I
let you just watch Dallas.
I have no idea what Debbie Does Dallas is.
Oh, I think you have an idea.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
That's old school. No, that's old school.
Yeah, that's an adult
show.
So,
anyways, I was thinking to myself, well, the show is, I mean, it made the flight fly by. So, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I do wonder where that line is because had someone said something, I do think you have to turn it off, even though I would not want to.
I have one follow up on this. I haven't been on an airplane in a while, but I will be soon in July when
Stratford
we're going
of Avon.
To Edinburgh. Can't you just watch it on your iPad?
Who?
You.
You can do a lot of things.
Well, I'm just saying if you have your iPad with you, can't you then control
people
what
can still watch?
Well, right, but they have to make an effort.
I'm not interested. So here's the deal. I am always irritated if we have a long flight. There's not a TV. I don't like having to put my little baby phone, and sometimes they have a slot, and then I got to put AirPods in. I don't really want to go AirPods. I want the TV. I want to watch it on there because you're providing that service. I want to utilize it. So, no, I'm not interested in using my iPad, then I got to go recharge it. No,
okay.
I want the TV.
They still have the AirPhone too? Are you like, is that in the back of the seat too that you can like call home and check in on everybody? Because if they provide that service, you should use it.
You laugh, but what happens if something's going wrong? Your cell phone ain't working up
right.
there.
Right. Do they still have those?
I don't
those?
Know.
You're on planes.
I didn't look.
You just were on a plane
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't study the phone situation.
You didn't
no, I
notice
don't think
whether
that.
Or not there was a phone
They didn't
in the
have
back
an airphone shoved in my face. No,
okay.
I didn't see that.
That's all.
I am sure there was not an airphone.
That's not okay. a thing anymore? We did away with
I mean,
those?
I don't think
They're
so.
Like
I've
pay
never
phones?
Seen one that I know of.
Okay, again, it's been a very long time since I was on an airplane, so I just thought I'd ask. It's great to be in studio with you.
That's good. Good.
Very excited. On top of that, it is the last day of the month, right? So we don't have to. We're not changing up the Pella read on top of it and doing the new one.
Not yet.
Okay, good. Well, then that's one less thing for consternation to be caused by. Tell us about Pella Windows and Doors.
Well, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You got a day left this month. Today is it. You can score a whole house of new energy efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month. Zero interest for up to 60 months. It's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We are all together live in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
In the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, so you know the show's not going to be very good.
Wow.
But stick around anyway, because we got fun stuff planned. Not fun, a calf injury to Quay Walker.
Uh-oh.
Now, I was, this was not, he practiced on a limited basis and then was added to the injury report.
Does it feel
like
there's more
practice.
Injuries at practice this year than in the past?
Yes, it boys does feel that way.
Are the boys working too hard?
Oh, yeah, they're Super Bowl contenders. Here's the problem. So it's not that he started practice and then left, because, look, they had two guys added to the injury report yesterday as limited after practice, which is usually a sign that something happened during practice. Jordan Morgan with an illness, so I don't know if he threw up on the football or what happened there. And Malik Willis.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what that means for backup quarterback if he rolled his ankle, but he was added to the injury report. But in Quay's case, full participant on Wednesday, non-participant on Thursday. Was standing on the sideline doing some stuff with a trainer during practice yesterday. We'll see what he does today. But he is the defensive signal caller. He's got the headset from Jeff Hafley. How big of a concern should this be for Sunday?
I think it's a concern anytime a starter and someone that's been playing good football, there's something pops up. But I just think at this point you can overcome. There's a few guys that you probably can't overcome a couple of weeks out. I think Quay, you probably could. Obviously, that wouldn't be ideal. But I do wonder, for as much as this group studies and analyzes, well, you know, what they're doing with their time and their practice, these guys don't practice that much. A bunch of guys missed most of camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even including Micah not practicing in Dallas. And then I don't know if you crank it up. I don't know how Matt's approach is when it comes to what they do, you know, in week. I can't imagine it's uber physical. You have to start wondering, like, why does this continue to pop up? Because this is a lot of injuries throughout a season, and we're only not even halfway done. It's something that I think Matt and his team with Flea and everybody else probably are going to look at and say, I don't know. Usually you dial things back as you get into November and December and try to really focus in on keeping guys fresh. I think that would be more of the overall concern. Quay not being able to play or being able to play, but he's limited. That would be concerning for this week. But I think you look at this, why is this continuing to happen at this level? Obviously, there's going to be freak injuries. You saw that with D-Bach 4 or 5 years ago.
Right, a major injury.
Yes, where and how you practice and trying to, because the goal is you prep guys, you're not really that intrigued and interested in banging around as much, I don't believe, as maybe we did back in the old days.
Yeah, and there are limitations, obviously. You're allowed one, not even one padded practice per week. You have to ration them out, and there's going to be some weeks where you don't use them, so they plan that out. I don't know if they're working too hard or too arduously. But I do know that Quay Walker is an important piece to what they do. They're really happy with how he's playing, and they have, you know, he's the relay guy. He's the guy who relays the call.
I thought you mentioned there was. Did you not think he'd be re-signed by now?
I did not. I talked to him briefly on Wednesday.
Right. Was there a report?
Yeah, he said on the record that there's an offer on the table from the Packers. So that's. I mean, yes, I reported it, but usually when you say, oh, you reported it, it's because you had an anonymous source who told you. This one wasn't anonymous. He said it in.
But it's still reportage.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
So he has not gotten the offer that he wants.
Correct.
From Green Bay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he'd like more than what the offer was, is what I would surmise from that. Maybe he's thinking 4 years, $48 million, like they gave Nate Hobbs, who you never got benched.
No.
You didn't get re-signed while you were coming back from your ACL until they realized, well, we'd be much better off with our guy than with Alan Barber. So do you remember guys who got benched? No names, no need for that. But and how they handled it? Because I'm going to have Jesse play a clip from Jeff Hafley here. If you played all the snaps and then you only played four of the snaps and someone else played all the snaps, what is that? How do you define that? What happened to you that you are only playing four snaps and you weren't injured? What does that mean happened to you? You got benched. Unless, of course, it's Jeff Hafley, who wants to be clear that Nate Hobbs wasn't benched.
Nate Hobbs isn't benched. This isn't the last you're going to see Nate Hobbs. There's no confidence lost in Nate Hobbs. I said that last week. I have not lost confidence in him. And what I'd love to see right now is how Nate Hobbs practiced these last 2 days. And that's what we have to build around here. Things are going to get hard. You're not going to win every game, and you're not going to play great. But you can't hang your head. You got to rise up when that happens. And that's what CV did. And that's what I'm confident Nate's going to do, because we're going to need all those guys to win.
What?
So all of that can be true except for the not being benched part.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Jeff Hafley, and this is the disconnect that sometimes you and other media types have, is that you are looking and you want honesty in the right and you want the truth. Well, the truth is not going to make your football team better. Jeff Hafley doesn't have to say, yeah, Hobbs stunk and we needed to not play him.
I'm not saying he has to say that either.
That's kind of what you are asking, because he's being honest about how you respond and that Carrington Valentine stepped up and did a nice job. If he had said what you, I don't know whoever asked the question, yeah, Hobbs stunk and we don't want to play him anymore, but we think he might have to, so we have to keep his confidence up. It's not the right way to approach it, and that's not how Jeff Hafley is doing it. What he's saying is, yeah, we're going to need him. Something is going to come up. There's going to be plays. We need him to stay engaged, because to answer your question about how guys respond when they get benched, not shockingly, everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans and seasoned pros that have been around understand it. They know that their best thing to do moving forward is be a good teammate. Young players that haven't earned money and or have just gotten a big fat deal or a good deal like Hobbs did, it can go the other way quick. And again, that's why winning in this league is so important early, because guys will stay together more than if you're the Miami Dolphins or you're the Cleveland Browns and you see that this ship is sinking and you're not even playing. Deuces. Like, it's just easier for these guys to say, mm-mm. And that's where you're trying to avoid it. And what Jeff Hafley is trying to say here is, I don't know if his role is going to reemerge. Watching last week, the answer would be no. Carrington Valentine played really well.
He did.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason to switch this up. A couple weeks ago, Carrington Valentine didn't play at all.
Correct.
And so
it probably felt like he should have been.
Maybe Jeff Hafley could look at it and say, oh, it's a matchup thing. We know that's not the case, but that's what he could say. But his job is to try and keep all of his guys engaged to the highest level so that when their opportunity comes, they are ready to handle it. That's what he was doing there. So I don't have a problem. Is it deceptive from a truth standpoint that he didn't get benched or they were fine? Of course it is. Like, you don't have to be an astrophysicist to look at it and say, well, just wait, he played 70 plays the week before. He's not injured. And this last week he played realistically two snaps because two of them are penalties. And the other guy played all of the other snaps that he played. Jeff,
I understand your point.
You can't argue.
And I don't disagree with you. The messaging is important for the player. All I'm saying is, first of all, the question that led to this was, did Carrington Valentine play press coverage on DK Metcalf on his own, and how did he do? That was the question. It was not, why did you bench Nate Hobbs?
Huh.
So my point, he obviously wanted to say this publicly, right? And he had given him a very loud...
Just wait, there was no Hobbs no, even mentioned?
He was not even
asked.
Well,
was there a Calvin that he would think about Hobbs?
No, there was none of it. So
okay. Sounded like he was addressing it very head on there.
It is a,
that is odd.
So if I...
That's fairly odd.
If I... The Fairly Odd Parents, the Fairly Odd Defensive Coordinator. It is a 418-word answer that began with, there are situations where we wanted to press him, and there were, based on where our help was and what the call was, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then he, on his own... He's praising CV and says that, hey, he was facing adversity, right? He wanted to play more, and he's not getting the opportunity. And then he segues into the part about Nate Hobbs. And to me, that was, he says, everyone wants to point the finger at Nate Hobbs right now. That's where he changes the subject.
I didn't even think about Nate Hobbs this week.
I didn't either. After he was benched.
I think he would have been better off just letting the sleeping dog lie.
Correct. And my point is that...
Unless Nate Hobbs is pissed and he wanted to address it.
Sure. That was my theory.
Okay.
Because he got benched.
But he didn't.
But he did. But my point is that you can say all those other things and you don't have to say the four words, Nate Hobbs isn't benched.
Five words because you used it.
It's a contraction.
I know, but
it
is not.
When they
words matter.
It's gonna be
that kind of day.
A contraction is one. That's the whole point of why a contraction exists.
Thank you, Johnny English.
The one who's miscounting the number of words he
I'm
just said.
I'm not miscounting. If you just go ahead.
So
I'm not gonna get into semantics with you today.
Oh, you're always up for semantics. The next portion of that after the Nate Hobbs is not benched, if you don't want to use the contraction, is this isn't the last you're going to see Nate Hobbs. There's no confidence lost in Nate Hobbs. He can say both those things, whether they're true or not, whether he's saying that because it sounds good or not. Just don't say Nate Hobbs isn't benched because that's demonstratively false.
I won't disagree with you on that. And the fact that there was no Nate Hobbs adjacency to this question is very interesting.
Right?
I have to admit, I just assumed, and I ended up looking like a you-know-what because I assumed. Isn't it, Jesse?
That's a contraction.
That's what I heard.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't know if that actually
never seen
exists.
That one written down.
I didn't see that on conjunction, junction, what's your function. So my question that actually matters, this is semantics. Do you think that barring an injury, that Nate Hobbs is a starter again?
Well, barring an injury, no.
I mean, if CV plays poorly, he could lose his spot. They do have packages where they play Nate Hobbs as the slot guy.
So the
and they
answer
move
to
the
this question
Buller
will be
to safety.
If you have 5 days left before the trade deadline, Green Bay picks up a defensive back, that tells you your answer. If they don't, they are fine with Nate Hobbs being the platoon, whatever guy you mm-hmm. want to call. And I think everybody can say all the right things like Jeff is, even though some of it is patently false. Brian Gutekunst will tell you everything you need to know if and when they go and make a move.
Not what they say, it's what they do.
If they don't, they're pretty much, this is our crew. If they do, that tells you, yeah, he's not what we hoped for when we made that big purchase this offseason.
And in fairness, and Brian Bulaga and I didn't get into him specifically during tackle talk with Corey Linsley, who was actually a center. But it seems that Aaron Banks is playing better, right?
That's good.
He got off to a slow start, yep. But he had all those injuries and such, so they feel better about him. So, you know, Nate Hobbs, maybe we're not writing him off because Jeff Hafley told us not to, but don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining. Don't tell me, don't have a guy only play four snaps and tell me he wasn't benched. Is that the right thing?
You could use both. Yeah, I think that's okay. I think that's executed.
I could also go to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, go boo in the UU Noodle Bar, and maybe even play some craps with Barry Alvarez.
Oh, that would have been fun. And you guys, now that Jesse, you guys are carpooling. Lord knows I found out all about that, just like I did when I went down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford with Jesse. They have over 175,000 square feet of gaming entertainment space, 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And Jesse and I did pretty, I think we're going to do pretty good here. With Packers wins and Jordan Love MVP, all these things that are still available. And it is fun to head on down. And it's only an hour from the greater Madison area. They also have the Hard Rock Live Entertainment venue, 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space, more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
We're back Monday night.
Are you going to shake a little dice with Coach?
I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't watch at least one YouTube instructional video on how to play craps.
So what's going to be your route?
Well, I haven't determined that yet. I think I need a couple more videos and a few. I don't know if they have like a online like a
simulator
play for fun kind of thing. Yeah. I want to try it a little bit and see what, you know, what's working for me.
Sure.
Because there's a couple of things I don't understand betting-wise yet, but...
You know, they say...
Well, what do you guys want to have a segment where we go over different blackjack hands and or dice throwing? Because I'm all game for doing it. And we could have old boy call in and critique the 12 versus 13. Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Instead, we'll do our green and gold game preview. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Jesse Nelson working hard. It's kind of like saying Nate Hobbs wasn't benched. Time now for our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
The most lackluster Green Bay Packers game of 2025. Sunday afternoon. A classic trap game.
Trap games are invented by people like Jesse. Talking heads.
Then why do they exist?
Well, I don't know if they do. They exist in a media landscape. There are games that maybe, is it just because if you're not as focused, is that the point of what a trap game
you're
is?
You're coming off primetime game, Rodgers on the road.
I understand the
home
concept.
Home noon Panthers, blah. Then, Eagles
defending
Monday
champs.
Night.
Oh, Eagles.
Not the whack.
Most important one seed. Trap game.
Yeah, I understand the concept of trap games, and as a player, is there maybe a chance for, are you going to be as jacked up as you were for a Sunday night in Pittsburgh with Rodgers? No, you're probably not. And if that is indeed the case, all right. Is there a more nondescript organization or team? Like, what does Carolina have that anybody be excited about?
What does Jacksonville have that anybody would be excited about?
Trevor Lawrence.
They've got Travis Hunter. Liam Cohen's kind of a quirky dude.
Trevor Lawrence is more exciting than
Jacksonville's Bryce a heck Young. Of a lot more interesting than Carolina.
Way
oh,
more.
Come on. Were they that interesting last year?
Who?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, but it's a new year, babe. It's a new year.
Babe. Hey, babe.
What's the big...
I don't know if there's no. a... I legit don't know if there's a more nondescript team than Carolina. Carolina would be the Houston... If Carolina ever made the playoffs, you slot them in the 430 slot.
Yep. They're the Houston Texans
of
the NFC.
You got a 430 slot.
Yeah.
Like, they are destined... I don't care if they're playing the Chiefs, I think they get a 430 slot. I know Carolina can't,
like, the Panthers have been good, but even when they are good, they're not interesting. Yeah.
It's amazing. If I'm Carolina, I think you just start. I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah.
Isn't Tennessee less interesting?
Well, they got at Tennessee's least there's now. You have a kind of a crazy owner firing people. You got a young quarterback there. I don't don't think anybody really believes in Bryce Young. I think they want to, and he's kind of done enough to, you know, he torched Joe Barry's group. That was the Joe Barry end-all. That performance ended Joe Barry. It was on Christmas Eve because I remember going to church right after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, how the heck do you give up 30 points to old boy? That was amazing. You have to – so Bryce Young, he's obviously a smaller quarterback. It's just I don't know what you'd be excited
Cleveland?
About. Cleveland's at least.
No,
they're a mess.
Yeah, they're interesting. Yeah.
Imagine doing our show. Riz crushes it in Cleveland because
there's
a passionate fan base. How passionate?
Not anymore.
You could get a ticket to the Panther game at the end of last season for $5. $5.
Okay. All right.
I think Carolina might
four
be.
4-4. It's not like they're 0-8.
I know. You couldn't be more. Oh.
Their city shares a nickname with another city's nickname. Like, they don't even have an original nickname for their city.
The Queen City.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
it was Emerald.
Oh, that's,
who's
yeah.
the other Queen City?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati started it?
I don't know.
Cincinnati also plays bang a drum like they play at Lambeau Field after
touchdowns.
Yeah,
maybe it's actually Cincinnati's phone. The Saints, I would say, are more disinterested.
No.
The Saints.
What do you mean, no?
The Saints are the Bayou. It's like they're just they're
no,
smart.
That's New Orleans.
No, you're making
the Saints. Up. What
is it? The town? Is
the
it the
Saints,
team? Is
no.
What is this?
The Saints are interesting. They got the hoodat. They got the bags over their eyes and stuff. Carolina is just. They're.
This has been your green and gold game preview, and Ed Helms sucks.
No, it's not about Ed Helms. Just tell me someone or some team that's been more nondescript. You can't.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the
Saints, Drew Brees, Hurricane Katrina, Gleason, block and punt,
the Panthers
winning a World Championship.
Years
the
ago,
Panthers
man.
Had Cam Newton and a Super Bowl run, and they were
fun.
Dominant for a couple of
I
years
I didn't say
there.
This with Cam Newton, and you know what? I don't think they've treated Cam Newton that great.
Riverboat
they
Ron.
They haven't even retired his number yet. Cam Newton should be statuized out there. What are they doing?
Statuized.
So what's the big storyline heading into this game?
It's a trap
don't
game.
Don't fall for game. A trap.
Trap game.
this is what I said yesterday. I'll say it again today, and I'll say it again on
see
Sunday
if he gets
night.
Let's see if he gets the acronym that he created right.
I'm not going to. I might change it to just handle your business. This is a just handle your blanket business.
Grow up.
Grow up and be a pro.
Be a pro.
Yeah, for all of this, oh, we're a young team. This team is good enough to go win a world championship. Be a pro and go beat a mediocre, not bad. Just go beat a mediocre. If this was in Carolina, I'd be more concerned. Because I don't think Green Bay has showcased itself outside of the Pittsburgh second half of being a mature enough team to handle the road in a big way. I think they can get there. And they're going to have to get there to get that one seed. This game is at home. It's a middling operation. Just go be a pro and win the blanking game. That's all I'm looking for.
Couple things. The Carolina Panthers have not had a winning season since 2017. In 2015, when Cam Newton won the MVP award, they lost Super Bowl 50 to the Broncos. In which Brandon McManus was the Broncos' kicker. They're nondescript. I'm okay with that.
What?
They're nondescript. Your description. I agree with you on that. I would say not to use the same acronym that do I know my guy or what? Not being able to recall his yesterday's acronym.
GUABAP.
A lot of landmine in between those two.
I would use a similar concept and say if you are the team you think you are, you take care of business against these
but
guys.
But even with that said, it's November 2. If it doesn't, I'm still not going to hit panic city mode.
No, I'm not saying you should, but this is you can go to 6-1-1 here. You don't want to be stubbing your toe against a mediocre team.
I'm not
going
to be
like
mad
this.
If they win 21-17.
I agree. Like, as long as they win.
Just find a way to win this game. Be a pro. Figure it out. And don't let Bryce Young, if he's, you know, I think he's going to be the guy. I prefer him over Andy Dalton. I think Dalton might Flacco things, even though Flacco didn't really do a lot against this defense. I think it's going to be a long, long, hard trip for Bryce this weekend.
So do you think it's going to be a sludge
match?
You
start thinking, no, I don't. You start thinking like Micah Parsons going full tilt. And no offense to Bryce Young. That's like...
But he stinks.
No, I mean, just he doesn't stink. But, I mean, he's small, man. He's small. Micah Parsons full speed? My ribs hurt thinking about that, and I got a lot of protection.
Oh, that's a good self-deprecating joke.
Nice. Next. Besides Jordan Love or the aforementioned Micah Parsons, which Packers player will most impact the amount of success Green Bay has on Sunday? Tausch?
I mean, Nate Hobbs. I say Nate. Now, this needs to be a defensive suffocating game, and you took Micah Parsons out of it. So, Edger and Cooper. I don't know where Quay, if he's going to be able to play. This is a workmanlike, don't let them get their run game going. Make sure you stop. Is it Dowdle?
Dowdle, yes.
Dowdle, their tailback. Don't let him. He's going to say, buckle up. Oh, let's say, hey, bub, we're going to eject your butt. Beep, you're out of here. We're going to limit what he can do. If you shut down their run game, and if you get to go hunt, oh, boy. I feel I'm legitimately, like, nervous for old boy. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'll go on the other side of the ball then and say Matthew Golden. Want to make sure that he gets the ball because we may or may not be wondering about his happiness again.
Grow up and be a pro.
Go
Matthew
up,
Golden. Up. If that is the case, and I know everybody does Instagram and all this other stuff.
We don't know that. I just think it's important.
I know, but that's why you brought it up.
That is why I brought it up.
So that's why I commented on it. I'm not Jeff Hafley in this and just bringing something out of thin air.
I was not saying that you were doing it. I wanted to make sure that I clarify that we don't know for our listeners that he's actually disgruntled.
Do you think he is?
I think he would like to get the football more.
So is he disgruntled? That's not what I asked.
I think he's frustrated.
But he's not
Words
disgruntled.
Matter. Was he benched?
So he is not disgruntled. He's frustrated.
I think there are varying degrees of frustration, and it elevates from frustrated to disgruntled if you don't get the ball for another couple weeks.
Yep.
It's like a spectrum. I'm so glad you came in today. What's next?
Should have taken today off, old T.
I got Balaga online too.
The Packers go bop and beat the Carolina Panthers this weekend.
Nice.
If blank.
I think as long as their special teams doesn't make the mistakes that we saw early in the season, I think the only avenue for this team is if Green Bay's run defense does what it has done pretty doggone good all season and the special teams don't urinate down its leg, this is going to be a win for the G&G. I don't think Carolina's defense is average. I think it was 20th or 21st. So they're not great. They're not El Stinko. So offensively, I would expect us to get into that mid-20s, low 30s. I just don't see a path. If they can't run the football, I don't see a path that they could possibly score that many points. I just don't.
I want to see the Packers get their run game going. I'm curious to see if they're able to do that successfully in this game. So that's what I will choose. We talked so long, we ran out of music.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about the Houston Texans of the NFC and
the Carolina.
Just imagine, imagine us three, and they say you're doing a radio show swap for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go down and talk about the Carolina Panthers for a week. I'd have to watch Landman. Like, I don't know what they, what do you think they do?
Your obsession with Landman has me concerned. How many episodes are available? And, is it only one season? Like, what are you going to do when
I don't
you
know
get
how
to
many
the
seasons,
end of this?
I think it's
only one season. So
I'm not going to watch it again until I get on another plane, so it's a couple weeks before I watch
it. So you don't like it enough to, fire it up on your television?
It's on Paramount Plus.
I have systems that I set. This is my airplane show. This is if I go get a soak. This is if I'm saunaing. This is how I do things. I have.
What shows do you watch when you soak?
I don't know. What time is Jesse picking me up?
I'd like to unsubscribe from this group text.
Exactly where I was going.
That's what I was aiming for. All right, we need to get to trivia. Jesse, what's today's category? What caller would you like?
Great moments in Packers-Panthers history. It's not a long history.
No, there's some stuff.
Great moments for a nondescript franchise.
I'd say so. Caller 13, because the Packers opened as a 12.5-point favorite and are currently a 13.5-point favorite. So the average between those two is 13.
Caller 13 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 13 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about his love of Coors Light and Landman.
Love it all, Coors Light. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold package, so it's made to chill. Get done with a round at the Pacific Dunes. It's a nice warm day out in Portland, in Oregon. You grab yourself a Coors Light. You sit out. You look over the beautiful landscape, and you make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
So does Jesse, when you're in here, does Jesse come in here during all the breaks and come talk to you in person? Like,
hardly ever.
It's not true.
We've had three breaks. He's been in here twice.
He usually, I don't know what he does. And then when, obviously, I'm on an undisclosed location and I want to talk, I'll be talking to myself. So I just stopped even broaching it.
That's the spirit.
Yep.
All right, time for trivia.
I don't know what he's doing in there. What is Jesse doing in there?
How's that going in there, Jesse?
I gotta put something back here.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousin
Zap.
You still haven't fixed that.
I thought it was fixed now. The whole reason it wasn't here is because I thought we just fixed it. I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe you should spend a little more time in there, a little bit less time in by us. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ethan in Baraboo. Ethan, good morning. How are you today?
Go Boo in Baraboo.
Nice.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
We're great. Great to have you. I was just watching, flipping through channels, and there's a Travel Wisconsin show.
Yeah.
And they were in Baraboo. Talking about all the great things in Baraboo.
A lot of good
looks
stuff
like a
in
fun
Baraboo.
Town.
Yep.
I haven't been there in a while. Covering
plenty of cool things to do in Baraboo.
Cover
Devil's Lake, Pee Wee's Nest.
I cover the Thunderbirds, right? Are they the Thunderbirds?
I don't know. He wanted to keep telling you what cool stuff is in Baraboo.
I'm a proud Thunderbird for sure.
I know, but he was still talking and you interrupted him. A lot of great stuff to do at Baraboo, and he starts talking. Jason's like, "Yeah, I think I played a little league game there one time."
Good softball. High school bowling squad in Baraboo.
Yeah, Tommy Bartlett. Blah blah blah.
Thunderbird Lanes.
No, I
was done.
Thank you, Ethan.
Everybody just is so acquiescible
Jason. And by the way, he is a Thunderbird, and I covered.
What is a Thunderbird again?
It's the team nickname for the Baraboo High School.
Is that right?
A mythical falcon.
Oh,
a mythical falcon.
All right, Thunderbird.
All right, Ethan, I'm pulling for you here. According to my sheet, it says Tausch is asking two of the three questions.
All right,
is that
when
true?
The Packers and Panthers last met on Christmas Eve, I remember that well, which Packers kicker delivered a game-winning kick in the final seconds to secure that 33-30 victory over Carolina in Charlotte? Is it Anders Carlson, Mason Crosby, or Sam Ficken? I thought Sam Ficken beat out Mason Crosby.
I'm really hoping it's Mason Crosby.
Whoa, Nelly!
Oh, man.
Anders.
2023.
Man. Anders.
Anders Carlson.
Who remembers that?
Nobody.
Yeah, it's a tough one out of the chute.
It was Christmas Eve. 2023.
With me
Mason,
and my kerchief and mod or cap or
Mason
whatever
Crosby
that is.
Was not on the team in 2023 yet. So.
Neither was Sam Ficken.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bounce back here.
Remember when Jesse thought Sam Ficken was going to beat out Mason?
I do remember that, yeah. He was wrong.
That was incorrect.
Question two. The first ever meeting between the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers was in the playoffs of the 1996 season. In which round of the playoffs did the Packers and Panthers play at Lambeau Field? Was it the wild card round, the divisional round, or the NFC championship game?
No, I know this one. This is the championship game. It's got to be.
Ethan, you sound like
it was
kind
really
of
cold
a,
that day.
You sound like kind of a younger fella. How old are you?
I'm 34.
So you would have been like six. 5 or 6 years old for that game.
I remember that game though. I do.
Awesome.
Same as me, and I remember it from when I was 5 or 6 years old. I don't remember like obviously all the details,
yeah.
But I remember like watching it at my grandma's house.
I remember it too. It was my first season covering the team. Tausch, question three.
Unsubscribe. All right. Each of the last two games played at Lambeau Field between the Packers and Panthers ended with the exact same score.
Really? Was it a scoregami the first time?
Wow. This is what you're asking?
There haven't been that
Ethan,
many
I apologize.
Games.
What was the score of these last two meetings in Green Bay? What the blank?
That's patently unfair
this
question.
Sucks.
They
this
were
question,
back-to-back
if you
years,
get this right, he should get two entries.
They were both good games.
I'm pretty sure.
You
I'm
got
sure it?
It
was like 24-21 or something like that.
Yeah, that's not one of the choices. Okay,
game.
hold up. That's not one of the choices. So we're not going to put you there. Packers 31, Panthers 17. Packers 24, Panthers 16. Packers 23, Panthers 10.
Can you go through those again, please?
I sure can, and I would love
to.
I would absolutely love to. The Packers 31, the Panthers 17. Packers 24, Panthers 16. Packers 23, Panthers 10.
I'm going to go with B.
Nailed it. Yeah, that was well done.
What a fabulous Thunderbird. Well done. Unfortunately, Mason Crosby was way wrong. I guess you could have said Sam Ficken and you've really been wrong. But nevertheless, you did the rare, which is becoming more popular lately, it seems.
Is it because you think Jesse's getting tougher with that first question?
It would have seemed to be the case.
Or do you think the first question's like a...
Remember Anders Carlson's kick.
Yeah. Oh, or is the first question becoming a trap question?
Ooh,
well played. Oh,
maybe that's what happened this week. Trap question.
Ethan, you got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries in our drawing, which will be happening later today if Jesse remembers the cheese fry helmet. Thanks for playing, buddy. Go Thunderbirds.
Thanks, Jason. Love you guys. Have a good weekend.
Gotta love it.
All right, love you guys.
That brings our 9 o'clock hour to its conclusion. Thanks to Cousin Subs for their great support of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.